Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News, and joining us, as he does each Tuesday, is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, why don't we explain, some places in our region have done this, but the issue is the sale of microbeads, and Albany County is the latest to ban it.
Well, first, environmental advocates say that these tiny beads that are in a lot of hygiene products to use to scrub your skin and your face are actually damaging the environment. They slip through wastewater treatment facilities and get into rivers and lakes and cause problems for wildlife. Albany County became the fifth in the state to ban the sale of personal care products that contain these microbeads. And the measure passed unanimously on Monday. It was sponsored by Gilderland Democrat Brian Clenahan. It's one of several in the state that have done it. It's part of a growing movement, and State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has praised Albany County for getting on the bandwagon. What they're pushing for is a statewide ban to encourage companies to stop using these pollutants.
To Rensselaer County, New York, where opposition is building to the proposed Kinder Morgan pipeline.
Yeah, the pipeline is called the Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline, and it will run through mostly rural sections of southern Rensselaer County into Massachusetts. It would deliver fracked gas to the Boston area, and it's greatly needed to continue to service the Boston area, the company that is sponsoring it says. And what is of concern is the blasting that will have to happen to clear the way for the pipeline. Today, the Rensselaer County Legislature is supposed to pull back a proposed law that they had been putting together so they can make it stronger to better ensure that residents would be notified and the areas where the blasting would be going on would be protected better. What they're concerned about is it damaging the water supply in the process. So it looks like it's going to go through, but they're going to be very rigid about how they're controlling. The company says they'll work with the county to protect the environment.
Finally, it looks like no toll hikes in the near future on the state thruway.
At least not in 2016, but officials are appointing the Thruway Authority is appointing a special unit to look at what's going to happen down the road, so to speak, as the state copes with paying for the multi-billion dollar replacement bridge for the Tappan Zee down in the lower Hudson Valley. That's scheduled to open in 2018, and that will have an impact on tolls.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.